to build a tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. This show is part of the Cross Politic Network and one of the many shows that we have to offer you. If you want to keep seeing cool shows, relevant shows, shows that are going to make you think, challenge you, and push you towards your relationship with God to become more Christ-like, why don't you become a member? Go over to crosspolitic.com. Help us out, support us, become a member today, get a lot of great benefits, and continue to see a lot of amazing shows rolling out. I'm super excited to see what we're doing with this and what God is blessing us with. So come be part of the Cross Politic Network and become a member. Today, I'm so excited. We have Charles Diaz on the show. We're going to be talking about networking, social media, video content. Networking is such an important part of business. Relationships are so fundamental and crucial. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about social media promotion and video content. Video is going to become more and more relevant as technology evolves and as more people get more and more comfortable with being on film and being in front of the camera. So tune in, listen up. This is going to be a great interview. If you have any questions or comments or feedback, you can reach out to me at How to Build a Tent on Twitter or Instagram. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Please subscribe on iTunes or whatever you listen to on Android, Cross Politic. That really helps us to get numbers up, helps promote the show, helps other people find out about us. So with that, let's get into this interview. All right, today on the show, we have my friend Charlie Diaz.
So aloha, everybody. My name is Charles Diaz, and everybody knows me as Charlie Brown. You can find me on Instagram at Charlie_Brown.
If I would have to say that I knew a hustler in my life, it would be him. And I don't mean that in any nefarious way, but that he always has things going on. He's so great at networking, building relationships, having something, developing. He's really great at social media as well. So please check him out, follow him on Instagram. Where else are you?
So I'm on Facebook.
Facebook too?
Charles Diaz on Facebook.
So I wanted to have him on the show to be able to share with you guys his experience, what he's learned about networking and doing his candid videos, which are great. So I'm very excited to have him on the show. Welcome. You were talking about earlier before we started filming that these incidents brought you to Christ. And I want you to tell us a little bit about that story, because I find that with that desire to prove that you can do things and all those kinds of entrepreneurial spiritual things that are not spiritual things, but your spirit of entrepreneurship that comes out from those hard times, I think it's important to have a foundation in Christ or that can consume you. So talk about that, about how you found Jesus and how that's kind of helped you.
So growing up, I went to an Episcopalian church, and I really didn't understand. I really didn't understand what it was all about. All I knew is I had to show up on Sunday with my mom, and we would leave and we'd get to eat breakfast afterwards. And when I graduated high school and I was working at a job that I hated, by the way, and I realized that there's got to be something more to just waking up, going to work, and living this life this way. Mm-hmm. And I started paying attention to what was happening around me a lot. And the thing that I noticed was that there were people in my life that was praying, talking about the Bible, talking about God very, very regularly. And I was thinking, this can't be just by coincidence. I mean, there's got to be something to it. And so it kind of sparked my interest into learning what the Bible was about, learning what Christianity was about, and who Jesus is and has been for all of eternity. Mm-hmm. For us.
Yeah.
And there was these two brothers that stick out in my mind, and they worked at one of the first jobs that I ever had to work. And I say I had to work because at this point in my life, I already had a daughter.
Uh-huh.
So I was 18 years old with a daughter, and I needed to work. And I was working at this job. It was a moving job, moving business. It's tough. You're doing a lot of labor. You don't have to think about things too much. You know, they take anybody to work there.
Uh-huh.
And so I met these two brothers, and they shared Christ with me. and I didn't know what it was or what was happening, but everything that they said sounded so good, you know. Living a life that was worry-free, and you know, everything will, they didn't really have an explanation for it, but just saying that there's a lot of things that will change in your life for the better as Jesus comes in. And I never understood what that meant until several years later, after that point. And so how it happened was my friends invited me over to play some video games, because I was really a video game fan.
Hooking you in.
And then instead of playing video games, we end up having a Bible study.
An ambush.
And at the end of the Bible study, they said, "Would you like to accept Jesus in your life?" And I said, "Sure, why not? Everything you guys said just sounded so great." And so I did it. And I'm going to tell you that nothing changed at that point, except that I started to just notice more and more that Jesus was being more apparent in my life. And I started noticing that there was situations that I was in that I shouldn't have figured out, or I shouldn't have made it. I shouldn't have been successful in that situation, but I was.
So if you could give our listeners and viewers like a handful of tips of what to do, like if they're watching and they haven't been into networking and they want to get out there, start meeting people in their industry and things like that, like what some tips or advice that you would give them on how to meet people in their industry or things like that?
One is, I would never ever be afraid of just going up and introducing yourself to someone. And how do you get over that? Is first, you got to stop to think who you really are and what your gifts are. Mm-hmm. And because people are going to ask you questions and you got to come up with some type of answer, right? And people will ask me also, what kind of work do you do? And I tell them, well, my main job is this, but this is what I actually do, which is, I like speaking in front of people. I like caring about people. I'm generally interested in people's opinions and concerns. And if there's a way that I can help, not maybe physically and not maybe monetarily, but just as somebody who's like their biggest fan and their biggest cheerleader, waiting to push them forward. I think just being an ear to people, that'll easily get you a connection with someone. And I try not to generally talk too much about what I do and about myself. I usually try to give the other person some. You probably know that about me.
I totally know that about you. I was just saying, like, if in 50 years someone's like, yeah, someone in your past was like a billionaire and they never told you, I would think it would be you, because you never talk about yourself at all, which is really like kind of an attribute of Jesus, right? A very humble person. So I really see him in you, see that
thank
in
you
from him. So you gave kind of three things, I think, from that. Is one is, don't be afraid to go up and talk to people. I think that's a great tip, because most other people are uncomfortable in groups too and don't want to go up and talk to people. So if you can bridge that gap, even just knowing that they're probably uncomfortable too, is really helpful. I think the second part was, be prepared with questions. And there's probably like a canned, like, opening questions that are asked. What do you do? Have what you want them to think of you as. We've talked about branding in the past, where you have a brand yourself, and understanding and thinking about how you want to portray yourself. And I think that's kind of what you were touching
on
a little
bit.
And
people will put a brand on you if you don't have a brand already. And so if you come up to someone with a great handshake and a great smile, they're gonna genuinely think this is already a nice guy, even before they even met you. I mean, even before meeting you, that smile and a nice handshake will really, really set a good tone for the next part of what's going to happen in that interaction.
Okay, so go up and meet people, be prepared, and understand that you have to control your brand. And then the third thing I think I got from you was look to serve people, kind of like how Jesus serves us, where you are looking to help others. You're not looking to take from people and kind of be like a parasite and what you can get out of it, but look to help people. And people will sense that genuineness about you, and you'll be more successful in building relationships, and people will remember you more because people love to be helped, and they don't necessarily want to be just giving handouts all the time.
Yeah, if you go down a list of all of your contacts and all of your friends, and you can kind of pick which ones are sucking the energy out of you and which ones are pouring energy into you, and you definitely want to be the person or the friend or the business partner that's pouring energy into the relationship. And if you got two people pouring energy into a relationship,
that's called synergy. Now I want to talk about your social media skills, They're pretty good. Your videos, your candid videos are amazing. I don't understand how you get people to like act so well in front of a camera on prompt like you do. The reason I want to talk about this is what people in business, social media managers and things like that, people in marketing have to start thinking about videos if they're not already, or maybe they're starting to dabble around with video, but they're kind of unsure where to start. So I just want you to give like maybe two or three tips, and then we'll call it a quits, on like advice that you'd give someone who's starting to look for how to produce video content.
So video content, the number one thing I would do is just start putting yourself in front of a camera and just start talking into the lens right now. So I'm doing it right now. I'm looking at you guys and I'm talking. And so this is the very first thing that you guys should do is just start recording yourself. I have stuff that I never shown anybody. I still got it in the video log. Uh-huh. It's in my secret treasure box, hidden away, buried. So just get out there, start taking videos of yourself, listening to yourself talk on video, seeing your body language, you know. Maybe you don't want to be moving in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Maybe one side looks better than the other.
I also say, if you're in a business, and what's going back to branding is, if it's not you that needs to be in the video, it's start filming the person that works for the company that you want to be in the video. If it's a director, VP, CEO, or whatever, to start getting experience with that person in front of the camera. Because even if he's a CEO, if he's not used to being in front of the camera, like you think of the T-Mobile CEO, they're going to be nervous. They're going to have cuts. You're going to have to reshoot things. So I really like that advice. It's a good tip. Just get experience with the people that need to be in front of the camera, in front of the camera.
So my other advice for social media, using social media, what you want to do is find out what's trending and what's popular. And the only way to do that is just keep trial and error. And so I make like several videos every single day. I'm always taking content. I'm mm-hmm. always got my camera with me. If you don't have a camera, you can use your phone. So I always have a phone with me at all times. And so I'm just taking footage as much as possible, because you never know what will work and what won't. I'm really, really surprised that sometimes I'll get 5,000 views on a video that I wasn't even intending on posting. And I post it, and sometimes it's the silly things. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just good information. And so my advice is just produce the content and just work on it and let people see it, and then find out what's trending and what works for you.
So it sounds like what you're saying is feel out what's trending and start tailoring content to what is trending and what's getting the most views. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah. So use what's popular to kind of help shape what you want to, because people will only watch it if they're interested in.
Right, yeah.
So if you're producing content that is only good for you and your family to watch, mm-hmm. then it's only going to be you and your family that's going to be watching it. Uh-huh. But if you want a mass majority of people, think about what they would want to see, and then you produce the content to show them mm-hmm. what they want to see. Yeah. And so all I do is come up with these funny, quirky questions, uh-huh. and people are generally interested in knowing that about people.
Uh-huh.
You want to produce content that people want to consume,
yeah.
instead of just producing what you want to do. But I would highly recommend, don't get out of your character, and don't get out of your natural abilities, because then people will sense that you're trying to mm-hmm. do something that you're naturally not accustomed to doing, or not naturally gifted in doing.
Yeah, they'll sense you're fake. For sure.
Yeah. So you really want to be really genuine too.
Yeah. Something else, just kind of to add on to that point, I hate when people always talk people, but I'm going to do it anyways, is that it's some of what I've known from the social media that I've done is that some people will be interested in certain content on certain platforms, and then other people on other platforms will not be interested in the same things. So along with trying to see what's trending and what people like, I would also kind of be cognizant of what people are interested in on which platforms. Twitter might be more of a news site. That want instant news, instant feedback, instant comments, short clips. Instagram might be more picture-based, those kinds of things. Facebook might be those longer videos that you're looking for. So just be aware of that as well. Well, I think we're out of time. Charlie, thank you for showing up and giving us your advice. I don't know. What's the Hawaiian thing to do?
So the Hawaiian one is...
Yeah.
We gotta check it.
Oh, it's got a sound.
Yeah, but you put my hammer back. Okay, ready?
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Okay, cool. Where can they find you at and check out your videos?
So you can find me at @Chaleh_Brown. So it's at @CHALEH_BROWN on Instagram, and also Charles Diaz on Facebook.
Great. Thank you very much for watching. I hope this is really helpful. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to reach out to me or Chaleh. And I'm sure either one of us would be happy to talk with you guys. So until next time, have a great one.